Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare tri-term medical plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I don't know. I really do see things shifting. And I know we actually did a post on The Common Parent, and people got really upset about the post because it was talking about they, them, and gender.
Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat. Drop it like a hat.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
This is a test to see if we can go 30 minutes without being interrupted. I say no.
We're sitting by the pool in Florida, and we haven't done a podcast in Florida yet.
Or outside, ever.
I know.
This is you guys are going to have to give us feedback and be like, well, it's not forever. It's just today. Maybe, though, we could do it by my pool, but there's so much gardening, it's not possible.
That's true. Actually, that's one thing about where we're located.
Yeah.
On the beach, there's no gardening.
Because there's no gardens.
Yeah.
It's strictly all just...
This is the first time that we've actually rented a house on the beach. And it is a favorite right now.
We have 7 kids at the beach and we're not at the beach.
It's pretty epic, actually.
And they know not to go in the water. And they know to stay close. And they know if there's a weirdo to run away.
Yeah, but there's not really weirdos.
Just a lady feeding seagulls.
Yeah, having a great time. I mean, we don't judge the bird feeders because maybe that's a passion. I don't know.
I used to have a friend, and his mom would buy the big bags of peanuts and feed the squirrels like they were her pets.
Weird as fuck.
Right? Weird. And they would come to her balcony, and she would feed them, and it was like a passion of hers.
Weird as fuck. Yeah. That's all I have to tell you. You know,
she's passed away now.
Oh, I'm sorry, weirdo. Now you can feed them in heaven.
Yes, she probably lives with them all over her.
Squirrels die every 2 seconds in heaven.
Birds of a feather flock together.
So we're in Florida, like Nat said, and everyone's like, where are you in Florida? And, I mean, we don't say it just because, number one, we've never really said to people where our location is, ever. And number two, we just feel like, here they come.
Mm-hmm.
We also just feel like, I found it, y'all can find it.
No, yeah, kind of, right? Like,
it's a really small place in Florida that not a lot of people know about. Actually, like, I would say 3 out of 10 people know about it when we say it, and people are from the States. Like, what? Like,
yeah.
A lot of...
Did you guys remember when we said we were doing a podcast, Taylor, before we told you not to Yeah, well, now you know.
And also, yeah, what you can do, our recommendation is find a real estate agent in an area that you want to be in and get pick their brain.
I also Googled, like, on top of, like, you have to go for what you want. I think a lot of people are just like, I want to go where you go, but it doesn't, the house is huge. It's not great for one family. The house is great for, like, a lot of families.
We don't get a car. We're not near any stores or malls.
No, yeah. If I were you, I would just really, like, start to Google places that you like, and then you find it, because, yeah, I don't really share the links, because often we come back to some of the same places.
And so, if something becomes supply and demand, it's going to be too expensive for us.
I know. Oh, it's on all backwards. Okay, got it.
We're laughing at our daughters right now. You guys going to go build sandcastles?
I'll watch your phone. I won't touch it. No. Leave it here onto the edge.
That was juicy.
She's juicy right now.
She is juicy today. It's funny how people can just be in a mood, right?
Juicy, sassy, and it's like, honest to God, it is hot. It's hot and beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, and everyone's like, it's so cold in Florida. I'm like, to me, I said to my son, Max, this is actually your favorite temperature because there's not a lot of humidity. He hates it when it's really hot. I'm like, you can run outside and play. Like, we're lying by the pool and I'm actually hot. But it's like, it's not humid where you're so hot that it's too hot to be outside.
And when you sit down and you just lay down and you don't move and the wind can't get you, you feel like it's summer.
Yeah, it actually feels like perfect weather temperature.
Okay, guys, so I decided last night, I was thinking, I'm like, there's something about this trip. There's something about, literally, when we just went to LA and then to New York,
it was like picking up exactly where we left off when our last appearance was for the Tamron Hall show, and that's when COVID shut down, and then all of a sudden we need to be in LA, we're doing a show, we're meeting with people, we have to go on another, we have to fly into New York to do a TV show, we're staying at our favorite hotel.
Yeah, we are, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna use the points. We've said this before, I'm like, yeah. Fuck it, use
and
the points.
It's like if you build it, he will come. So we booked our trip in LA.
Is it a he or a she?
It's definitely a she. And if you just do it, then things come because you're open to opportunities and, you know, different situations. So we're here with the kids, and both of our husbands, for some reason, were able to come for the whole time, which is very curious.
Never has happened before in our life.
No, and they're both just very much, like, here for it, and they're kind of calm, and they're kind of easy. You know, I mean, they complain about the weather, but we just ignore them. And I was like, all the kids are just being so amazing. They're fitting together like perfect puzzle pieces. I've never seen them giggle and be so happy. And like, there's no like angst in between anyone. There's no, like, it's just working so well. So first of all, it started was I was sitting around in the early afternoon yesterday, and I got this feeling, this overwhelming feeling of elation,
yes.
Which I have said before that the first time I really acknowledged it was when I was pregnant. It would happen to me quite often.
Yes.
And it's just this overwhelming feeling of like thankfulness and happiness and that I'm like, I'm glad I'm me, you know?
Yeah.
So it happened yesterday. We were sitting around, and of course the husbands have no one under, they don't know how to understand that information. They think it's weird. You're being weird, you know?
Yeah.
But the thing is, it happens to them, but you kind of have to acknowledge it sometimes. You have to actually look around and say, and usually it's that I'm thankful, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm thankful that I am where I am. Anyway, so then the day was going on. Then I was drinking more wine, vodka. Then I was like, there's something about the 11 of us being here and everything being so peaceful and perfect. This is the calm the world is giving us before shit is about to blow up for Kat and I.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. If it doesn't.
Yeah. We've said this for so many years. So you can keep saying it. That's what I've also come to realize is we're like, okay.
This is it or we're done. No, we're not done. It's just like, you know, it's time for a little kick in the ass. So we're making a little bit of like movement in our management and agency and team and everything. Just sort of like shifting a little bit to see if you do shift a little bit, what can change? Because if you stay the same, then it'll just be the same. It'll just be like status quo. So we're shifting a little bit. We're also being very okay to like if we need to be somewhere, if we need to do something, we've always kind of been like this, we're going to be there and we're going to do it and we're going to push and we're going to, there's just so much on the table right now. I mean, the fact that, I mean, February we're launching the wine, March we're launching the book.
I was just on my phone looking for the FedEx.
For cases of our wine to show up so we can drink it.
I really want my husband to taste it. I don't know why. Yeah, I really want him.
I don't really give two fucks about their approval, but yeah.
I don't want their approval. I'm excited for them to try. I'm not looking for approval.
I know
approval
they're going to like it. It would be like a connoisseur, more like a... like,
it's like when Noah liked it. When someone who drinks a lot of wine, exactly. I was like, wow, I really like it.
Your husband doesn't drink a lot of wine.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he goes to those wine... Yes, he drinks... He'll drink wine without me.
White wine? Rosé?
He likes red, but he definitely will go and knows more about wine than me. And if he... Mm. In my opinion...
I'd love to see him drink a glass of white wine.
The more... Oh, he'll always drink it with me if I open it.
I've never seen it.
If I... He had rosé the first day we were here.
White wine.
Rosé.
Right. Does he drink white?
Yeah, he drinks white too. But if I think the more people who universally like it... the better to me. I'm like, if you actually like, zero part of me wants approval. Someone I love, if they're like, this is really good, that would mean a lot to me.
Yes, I think we should go for your mother.
I would go. My mom will love any. That's the last person I'm worried about.
I don't know. Are you sure? I actually, you know what? I think she's really going to like our white because as I know her, she'll drink whatever I give her, but I feel she leans towards Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, she does.
And although ours is a blend, I'm starting to feel like I went through a Pinot Grigio phase in my life, but I actually think I'm more of a Pinot Grigio than a Sauvignon Blanc, if I really think about it.
Wow. Yeah, no, I don't know. I couldn't name a wine if I tried, except maybe a Riesling.
Oh, yes, or a port.
And I tried a really cheap one that had won an award just to see if I'd like it, because usually I like cheap wine.
And she bought like two bottles of it, and it was mocked up price, so she didn't even know it was going to be that
disgusting.
Cheap.
Disgusting.
She brought it in. We were like, oh, I don't know about that. She's like, it's award-winning. And we're like, think about the masses.
Nope. Not good.
Yeah, those ones went down the hatch.
I was like,
and being the garbage.
Disgusting. So I am beginning to know what I like.
Yeah?
And
you know immediately when it hits your mouth.
Me, I know immediately. Yeah. I don't even have to try. I can't even take another sip. Y'all, I can't even take another, like... yeah, no, I'm very particular, which is crazy because I can't even be like objective. I can't even be like, yeah, this is good.
I like the notes. No,
nope.
But what ours is just light, it's crisp, and it's easy drinking. And that's at the end of the day, what
all I'm looking for, yeah. Folks.
And high alcohol percent. I'm sorry, but oh my God, I even said that on the dish, the good dish.
I know you did.
They made me have to be such a lush. They gave me a bottle of vodka.
I know. And you were all about it. You're like, I'll do that.
I was like, I will play right into this role.
Because if you're not comfortable, fuck it, I'll do it.
Oh my God.
We are, fuck it, I'll do it. You know, guys, if you are, if you're like, have a COVID hangover in business, and I feel like a lot of Canadians and Ontario people have this right now where you, because there's still a lot of, in Canada, still a lot of suppression where it's like, life isn't back to normal yet. And I feel like the rest of the world is moving on and we're like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, watching. If you can, I know I'll get in trouble for saying this.
It's not illegal to get away.
I highly recommend going to a place where it's not the focus
Where it's not your home.
Where it's not the focus of your life and just getting a different perspective, because I think the biggest downfall for Canadians right now is that the world is moving on, and if you think you can pick up where you last left off, you can't. Mm-mm. Because it's like you're playing catch up forever because everyone else is already caught up. So
everybody's caught up. And honestly, when we were in LA and everywhere we go, everyone's like, oh, you're from Canada. They let you out. Like, yeah. It's like they're looking at us like, honestly, they understand that we respect the virus, but they're like, you're kind of being fools. Now, my husband told me this morning that yesterday the U.S. said,
yeah,
if you are not double vaccinated, you cannot come into our country.
Wow.
I know.
How old is that?
Yesterday.
No, like, what's the age?
No, I mean, it's like, probably 12.
So you have to have ID if you're 5 and above.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if I should check that out.
Yeah.
Because that will change a lot of things for a lot of people.
Yeah. So that was number one. And then the other thing was, Mark was saying, he thinks that we're heading to the place where we're going to be like, fuck it, it's done.
Okay.
If we already have schools, now Mark's getting all the notifications about sports. Like, it's about to be done.
Like, okay.
Dunzo.
We've said this many times, and
everyone else is done. But you know what's really crazy here in Florida?
Yep.
Well, there's a lot of old people, so I kind of understand that, number one, if they're not vaccinated, they need to protect themselves. And number two, even if they are vaccinated, they're old.
Yep.
But a lot of the old people wear masks.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you have to wear it on the trolley.
Yep.
Which I wouldn't have thought. I wonder if that's like a this area thing.
Everyone wears it in the grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, it's very...
Do you think it's a this area thing?
Nope.
It's Florida.
Yep. I do.
That's funny because everyone else in Florida is like, we don't do shit. Like in our audience, they're like, we don't do shit.
I think that it's not a fight. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that you see some people who don't and then people who do, yeah, but they don't fight about it. Who does and who doesn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And literally everyone, it feels like that's wearing it is old because everyone's old here. So that's...
And kids do it too. Like lots of kids in the stores.
And also a lot of tourists here.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. It is. But all the staff, all the workers have to do it. Mm-hmm. And in every store. Mm-hmm. So that is interesting.
That was unexpected.
Well, a lot of people think that it's like the Wild West. It's actually in LA, everyone wore masks everywhere you went. All the staff wore masks everywhere you went. All the waiters wore masks where you went.
When we were at the Lakers game, was everyone wearing a mask?
Yeah, a lot of people were wearing masks.
But was everyone?
Like, if they were drinking and eating, no. Mm. But, like, most people were wearing masks. Mm-hmm. Like, all around us, everyone was wearing masks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, no, it is definitely, like... But here's the thing. It's not even about fucking masks. It's about the fact that people are living within their boundaries of what they feel comfortable with. And then you move on. Like, most of the world has been wearing masks before... this virus was even around. I know in Asia, my girlfriend told me who lived there that they've been wearing masks prior to this pandemic because they respect each other's
health. That's what the lady was doing my nails said. I go, she's like, I mean, this is nothing new for us. We respect each other.
Yeah.
And when we're sick, we wear masks.
That's what she said. She's like, we all just wear masks to respect each other. And I was like, because it's so crowded in a lot of the major cities that they just do it to keep each other safe. And I was like, well, there you have it, you know?
She's like, we're not dick bags.
We just like to take care of each other. So.
Whereas you guys sneeze on each other on the subway.
And cough and fever. So,
all right, let's take a break.
Oh, yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
It's funny, I saw someone on Instagram go, can we please freaking normalize a public cough and sneeze now?
Oh, right.
Like, enough is enough. Like, I had to sneeze. I have a cough. Don't look at me like I'm dying.
That's funny.
Yeah, no,
can
it's
we
funny.
Normalize? Yeah, I mean, sure, go crazy. Sure. Normalize whatever the fuck you want to normalize.
Sure. Yeah, no, my back is hot right now. It's good.
Yes, vitamin D is a game changer. I looked at my Ring app and I was like, oh, we've been gone for so long that it's hard to remember kind of what we're going back to.
Yeah, I think I'm not going back.
And I was like, oh, hell no. Hell no. That's how I felt.
I feel so bad for our mummies.
I mean, my mom's...
No, I hate that. I hate that. I hate winter. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
And, like, it's not a little bit of snow. It's a lot of snow, Natalie.
And it's not cute. The only thing that would change winter for me is if I was a skier. And I am not. Let me tell you, and I ain't planning on it. I got the opportunity to try skiing when I was younger.
Yeah.
And I did it because, you know, my mom would be like, hey, we're going to go ski. So we'd ski, like, you know, just visit other people's place.
I don't like skiing either.
It's crazy. But you did it so much.
I fucking hated it.
But did you like it when you were doing it?
I mean, I didn't get to
think. You didn't think about it,
I didn't get to think about it.
Yeah.
And then when I was older, I was like, no.
Yeah, you know what's funny about Olivia? She already knows she doesn't like it. She can say it out loud.
I did like skiing when you would, there was boys.
Boys, yeah.
And
anything
boys,
with
and
boys.
It was so much fun because it was something to do and you go all over the mountain. And
yeah, yeah.
Like, it
freedom.
Was like freedom.
Parents weren't with you.
It was a freedom sport. And I really did like that. But no, overall, no, I'm not looking.
My feet always kind of hurt. And they were cold. And I was like, always thought, what if I fall off the chairlift?
I never thought that, but I did think like.
Oh, I thought about jumping all the time.
Well, jumping's very different than falling.
I mean, jumping accidentally. Accidentally falling off. No, but you know what's so funny too is, okay, so. Our two girls are in grade 7 and grade 8. You know what I was thinking today? I was like, it's funny. Those girls are not in the same... None of our kids are in the same grade, which is so crazy. But I think of each of those couples, like Chloe and TJ, Tucker and Max, Taylor and Olivia, as the same age. Like, I just thought about it today. I'm like, Taylor's in grade 8, right? Yeah, and Olivia's in grade 7. They're not in the same grade.
Nope.
And big things change in grades.
Except when you're a COVID kid.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't go to school.
Totally.
So fucking nothing changes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, no, Olivia.
They
would...
haven't had the experience. There's no parties.
No.
Like, what they're missing out on is like no parties, no group hangouts, no restaurant. Like, even when you go to restaurants, you can't sit down. Like, you can't go to the Village and go, like, hang out. There's
like, and Olivia doesn't get to watch Taylor 1 year older, seeing the fun things she's doing because she's not doing it.
No, nothing is going on. They're like so behind.
It's kind of. Brilliant for like us as our firstborns not having to go through all of that right now because
like,
we have so many others.
They can't get drugs, they can't get alcohol, they can't make out, they can't
meet new people outside of their school.
Nobody. They literally can go on walks and come back. Like they'll be forever bonded.
Mm-hmm.
And then baby Chloe.
Okay, well, but, oh God, unless there's another virus by then, those two.
Has TJ.
Wrapped around her finger.
And he just follows her around.
TJ, come on. Come on, TJ.
And I said, I wonder if he misses wrestling.
Well, he's not much of like a wrestler, but I mean, she lets him play football a little bit. He's allowed to play football a little bit.
They have a sleepover every night.
Yeah.
And it's really weird because a lot of people want to sexualize their relationship
yeah.
at a very young age. And to me, that's super weird because
if they were two boys...
It would be no big deal.
Nothing at all.
So
we never were like, oh, Tucker and Max, oh, their first loves.
No, and I was like, I wonder if that would be something, like, even our kids are like, ooh, actually, like, not all of them, but they're like, ooh, you two, but I think they're getting over that now and just letting them be friends, you know? And I do hope that for the sake of those two friendships that they can normalize, because I do believe that if we're going to go in they, them, and mm-hmm. have everyone be kind of fluid, mm-hmm. it would be that those relationships will begin to be
really interesting,
much more positive.
And they're going to learn from the other sex so much more than they ever had the opportunity to do, because people just cluster boys together and girls together, and now they're going to get to grow up being friends.
Yeah, in a way that is like... Like, I think of my son's hockey team and the girls that play mm-hmm. in the boys' league, yeah. which is so much more common now than it used to be. Like, yeah. they're in, like, I'm wondering when the leagues are just going to become...
I know.
Like, they, them, mm-hmm. you know, not mm-hmm. just one mm-hmm. one league. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really do see things shifting. And I know we actually did a post on The Common Parent, and people got really upset about the post because it was talking about they, them, and gender. We've touched upon this before, but I do want to say, we're just doing a podcast, babe. I do want to say one thing, that rather than making it about you and your comfortability and you being uncomfortable with the conversation of they, them, mm-hmm. because I think a lot of people, you know, 38 and above, or maybe 36 and above, maybe even 30 above,
okay,
will have limited experience with people who they grew up with who were they, mm-hmm. them.
Yep.
Right? It was either a tomboy or it was somebody like a tomboy or a... What's a boy who looks like... Who wants to be a girl?
I don't know what that's called.
Like, back then when we were growing up, like, I do know tomboys were a thing, but there was no opposite. They probably just...
The boys didn't have the freedom to actually... express themselves as in their femininity, because they'd be afraid of being made fun of.
And tomboys were kind of celebrated. Yeah. They were like, oh, that's so cool. She's a tomboy.
She's like a boy.
So I encourage you, with if you're really uncomfortable and defensive around this conversation because it makes you uncomfortable, realize that it is a movement happening amongst the younger generation. And if you want to be open-minded in a way where your children, your children's friends, you have a relationship with them, because I'm assuming if your child is a they, them, and they can't tell you, they won't tell you, and they'll just conform until it's too late, and then they'll just leave you. And mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be harsh, but mm-hmm. eventually, I always say this, and I try to say that, remind my husband, one day they will be adults and they owe you nothing, and they will choose to come home or not come home, and they don't have to come home. And they might come home once a year because they feel obliged, but it will not be the relationship you want if you can't accept them for who they are. So if you're choosing to pretend that your child doesn't have these thoughts, these concerns, these conversations, you're shutting down an entire trust world
relationship
of them possibly having questions or having friends. And you know, they might not bring someone over who they have as a best friend who you don't get into the world, because they might be different as a they, them. So all I can encourage you to do is stop making this about you and open your mind that it is changing. Just like fucking Elvis, who wiggled his hips and parents freaked out about him.
Also, it's like, you know, when like the internet came and social media, and people were like, I don't understand that technology. I'm not gonna, and they tried to resist it.
Yeah.
And then you realize, now the time has passed, if you didn't jump on, you're basically a dinosaur. Like, you're either like 100 or you can't do anything if you don't haven't figured out the internet. But there was people that resisted in the beginning.
Yeah.
And now it's just a part of your life.
Or like internet banking, or like uh-huh. any of these things. And I'm not saying you have to change your total belief system. I'm just reminding you that when you have children, you are shutting down. That's a really loud car. You're shutting down a major area of their life that could be like quite remarkable. And
yep.
they will hide it from you if you don't have an open mind. To the point where when they grow up, you will no longer have a relationship with them, or a relationship where you know them.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many people on this that are listening to this podcast have an open, honest, authentic relationship with their parents.
With their parents.
With their parents.
Yeah.
What did their parents not accept? What did their parents not, like, what do they hide from them? Who do they show up as at the dinner table? Like, who do they show up as on the weekend when they have to go visit them? And do their parents accept them for who they are? Because just so you know, even though you grow up, you still carry who you were, unless you grow up with yourself and you're okay with being you. Like, your parents can still make you feel like you need their approval, even as a grown-ass adult.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I think a lot of people still don't feel like they can... They still, as adults, don't feel like they can take chances. They can be curious. They can do all these things because they're worried about the approval of their parents, who are just at that point... They're just people.
Who they're going to marry.
They're just people.
What their children look like. Like, how many people make their kids dress up to be something they're not when they go visit their...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, their actual... we're going to see your grandparents. Put something acceptable on. If they might be, like, you know, challenging their gender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this might be too personal. Maybe we should take a break and I'll tell you a personal story when we get back.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So maybe I won't tell you who it is, but I will tell you I have a very, 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 very close family member who from a very young age did not conform to traditional stereotypes of their gender. And they cut their hair. Everyone wanted them to wear a dress. They changed their name.
Did they ever wear a dress?
I mean, it was like a fight. Like a bribery fighting, like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, like major. Okay? Major. And...
Has she always had short hair?
Mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to say she, because who knows, right? Like, we've never even had the conversation of she, they, them. I don't know. I mean, that's a conversation I should have. But, and people often... think of them as a he.
Mm-hmm.
My parents and my family members were really good at not thinking twice about it. Mm-hmm. Like, when I, like, think in hindsight, like, it was never a conversation. I don't know if it should have been a conversation, because it probably would have been a conversation now.
Yeah, for sure.
And it probably would have been, like, if you had to stop and think about your pronouns, would you have been something different? And they did a really good job at finding ways to express themselves, and it was a rough go in teenhood.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's hard for me to equate it as close as it was to me as something other than just that person being that person.
Yeah.
Rather than being a thing of it, like a transition, you know, but right down to a name change.
Yes.
Like, if you think about it.
Yes.
It's like it would be classic.
I mean, the only thing
it would
that...
People would call them they, them. 100%.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Out in public.
Yes, they would.
Like, they would not say...
The only thing is that person, as far as... And I feel like this person's quite open, has only ever been attracted to one sex.
Yes, but you can't be
as
a they, them.
I know.
1,000%.
I know.
So...
That just surprises me that they aren't into both.
Yeah, no, only...
Okay, and the manliest man's you can manly.
Yeah. So it's just it's something I have grown up with in a way that my parents handed, like, my family didn't, it wasn't even a thing, which is so cool to have grown up with, because mm-hmm. it was never, but I do believe it was, if that was a boy into a girl, have it changing to, like, more,
yes.
I think it would have been much more of a conversation.
Isn't that so weird that it feels like it's more acceptable
for females to be tomboys,
which kind of makes so much sense with the whole world of like men being superior. If a woman wants to be more like a man, that's better than if a little boy wants to wear a dress. That's an issue.
And that's an issue. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Well, hopefully it's going to slowly not be.
I think people like Harry Styles, and I know there's way more people than him because he got backlash for being the male on the cover of, you know, and Queer Eye for a Straight Guy, and all of them are who are in the forefront are changing the conversations. Yeah. But our makeup artist is a very, very strong male figure, but loves to dress up as females when it's party time, like when he goes to you know what I mean? Like,
yep.
So, I mean, listen, the world is a funny place, and you can either join it and get insight into it, or you can live in a bubble and not have relationships that you could possibly have with people who, you know, might just be hiding from you as who they are.
I know. And, you know, if you even think about if even if you feel like your children aren't going to be dealing with any of that, know that some of your children's friends will be, and they might want to be able to talk to you about it. So careful what you say. Careful the words that you use.
Yeah.
Because they might need to, your kid's friend might need someone to talk to, too.
And if you do have a judging perspective, when I was a social worker, and this is a total trigger warning, so I'm giving you a heads up right now. If you have a hard time with this, turn it off. But no child and no person wakes up and says, I'm going to make my life the hardest I possibly can by being different than everybody else, possibly losing my entire family and friend group, so much so that the suicide rate is like, I want to say like 10 times higher amongst that population than any other population. I promise you, your child is not waking up, or no, you're not yours. A child is not waking up being like, this feels like a really good idea to be completely different and live different than everyone else when the whole entire world only wants to be fit in and validated. That's what everyone's just trying to do. So if you are a person who is like, oh, that's a choice, they just are trying to be cool, unique, and different, they might be trying on identities. That's part of growing up. But they're not trying to stick with it to be so different in life that they could possibly lose everything they've ever had and be beat up and possibly be a target for violence and possibly lose their jobs and possibly every time they meet someone have to talk or explain and possibly not be accepted. So before everyone's like, this is ridiculous, just remember how hard that person's journey is. And even if you have a different sexual identity, like you are attracted to a different sex, every time someone asks you, oh, are you married? Do you have kids? And you might not even, you know, be attracted to that sex and have that or, you know, want to get married. Every time you're like, I actually don't. Or do you have a wife? Or do you have a husband? You're
like, I actually so have a... That must be so annoying.
Assumptions.
But they're so, they're so used to it because, I mean, it must be so refreshing when somebody just acknowledges that they're not making that decision for you.
So, and that you don't have to explain yourself every... I talked to someone who used to say I would just lie. Like, I would just be like... It was just easier.
Yeah.
Are you going on vacation with your wife? And he was married to a man. He's like, yeah.
Sure.
Like, yeah, we're going away because I was a bartender. I mean, a waitress at the time. And he was like, I'm married to a man, but nobody knows.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know? He's like, I don't know who's going to... Maybe I'll get fired if they know.
Ugh, back then, yeah.
So that's just something to think about, guys. That was the TED Talk for today. No married sex.
Do my TED Talk. Oh, married sex will be on the next one. So, guys.
Do you have a story?
Maybe for the next podcast, Catherine.
Are you going to make one?
A story?
You make a story?
I'm going to make it up out of nowhere.
Do you remember what I did?
What? What did you do?
I put something in your toilet.
Oh, my God.
That's going to have to be on the next podcast.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe this. Oh, my God.
I woke up laughing this morning.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. Oh, my God. Okay, bye, guys. You have to listen to the next podcast. Goodbye. Oh, my gosh. I totally forgot. We are such monkeys.